Blog Talk Radio.
Designed to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, the Almighty. And my brother and friend from your New York City, Cottrell. But before we get started in our studies, I simply like to make some commentaries. Some of you have been mistreated, abused, and sometimes killed by them. And unfortunately, they look somewhat remotely like us. Who are they? I simply call them the walking dead, Negroes and Negresses. They simply are people like we are studying about. They are rebels against the Most High, and they are hostile against the Most High. Therefore, they are rebels against you, and they are hostile against you. So don't be confused about it. Also, in reference to these so-called voting, see, a lot of you just look at the end result. I am a intelligence analysis, I like to believe. I look at the motivating factor. And no matter what you do, how many doors you knock on, how many strategies you may have, how many meetings you may have, how many votes you may place, when it comes to those who consider themselves universal white race supremacists, here's what you all know. They don't like you. They don't love you. And they will cut their nose off to spite their own face in order to keep you down in the prison dungeon. Oh, it's true. One more thing. A lot of us are doing a lot of online purchasing during this COVID-19, and rightfully so. Be careful who you are dealing with on these online sites. Investigate the site before you place your dollars and lose your senses. A lot of people full of scams out there. And so investigate the people before you send any money. I know you may look at a lovely item on the internet. Oh, I like that. Before you get to laughing too much, take that site. Go on the internet. Place that site under the review. It will give you some insight as to what that site is all about. And last but not least, in reference to the COVID-19, take care of yourselves. Do the best you can with what you have. And most importantly, stay connected with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the Almighty Yah. So let us get started. Let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, brother Yom Sufa Ari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you also.
Yes. I didn't hear what you were saying because I had to step out the room, so I didn't hear okay. Your commentary in the beginning.
Okay.
But in a time where we got to buckle up our seatbelts because we see that politics is falling apart in America, and we know that America has a rebellious spirit, and they cheer that rebellious spirit, whether it be criminals, whether they pumping up Bonnie and Clyde or Al Capone or The Godfather. They like criminality. They like rebellion. And Donald Trump is a criminal, and he's a rebel. He's a rebel. And we can see that he's corrupting this fourth kingdom. He's corrupting his fourth kingdom. And we don't want to be caught up with it because the Most High said that this fourth kingdom would fall. So we have to know our part that we play in the world as the children of Israel. And through these studies, we're going to find out who we are and what part we play.
Exactly. Thank you, Cartrell. You know, Cartrell, to lamb back behind you, these studies are very informative. They are helpful. They can give you some insight. Also, they can let you know that we as a nation, those that are not rebels, understand the concept and relationship with Yah, that you must be humble. You must be in place. You must follow instruction. You must not complain, moan, and so on and so forth. Unlike the rebels that we have been raised around, we've been born into a rebel nation, as Cartier alluded to. And unfortunately, because of ignorance of who we are and what we are and what we should be doing, some of us has bought into the nonsense, the Bonnie and Clyde, the murderous attitude, murder on the rooftop, murder in the basement. I threw mama off the train. I'll throw you off the train. We bought into that line stock and whatever they said. We bought into the nonsense. And we've been
on this, sinker.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. We bought into, like Cartier said, hook, line, and sinker. And we have become the poster children for all rebel behavior. Based upon the fact we have a rebel nation, a rebel nature, some of us. You will see
yes.
as we start. We have
hard-headed,
a rebellious nature. Hard-headed. And so when we were born into this rebellious culture, it just fit. We just fit right on in. You know, we call ourselves and our so-called rap guys, Joe Gotti, Young Gotti, you know, all kind of rebellious old names. And the way we treat our women, the way we treat ourselves and each other, and definitely the way we mistreat our children. So, yes, we are a rebellious nature people anyway. So it goes without
saying. We take pride
right.
in being called bad boys.
Yeah,
gangsters,
bad boy life,
gangster rappers.
Murder Row, you know, all that toxic and poison. Murder Row records, Bad Boy records, you know. Yo Gotti, everything except the right thing.
OG.
OG. Yeah, they call me and Katya OG's original gangsters. We're not original gangsters. Well, maybe Yum Su may was one post time. For the Most High, Yah, and bless his holy name, took mercy and kindness upon this ex-food. And he will take mercy and kindness upon you. If Yah takes kindness and mercy, if took kindness and mercy upon Yom Suf Ari, he certainly can do the same thing for you. Only thing you have to do is humble yourself, submit yourself, and follow instructions, and follow the codifications. That's the only thing you have to do. You don't have to do anything extra. Cartier, are you ready to get started, my brother? Well, Cartier got threw on off. Cartier got knocked off. So we're going to wait for him to get on back. There you go. There you go. Cartrell, what happened, brother? You got kicked on off. What happened?
I don't know.
Okay. They're bad boys for life. They at you. Cartrell.
Bad boys for life.
They're bad boys for life. They at you, bro.
But
you should have said that. People, Cartrell. They want to kick you off.
I give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Because we get a chance to allow his words to be heard. Ain't nobody else allowing Yah's words to be heard. And we going through Yah's word, every word, line by line, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. And ain't nobody else doing that. Everybody else throwing their own opinion, their own doctrine, their own thought, their own opinion. We going through this chapter, by verse, this line upon this line and that line upon that line. We ain't skipping nothing, are we? Have we skipped anything?
No. We do diligence.
Are we jumping around? Are we jumping around?
We don't do that. We don't play jump. We don't play hopscotch over here. We don't play little children stuff. You play hopscotch. All right.
And
gotcha.
Why they don't red letter with thus saith Yah? That's what we should do, right? Red letter everything that Yah has said. Like they do in the New Testament. Everything Jesus said, they red letter. No, we need to red letter everything the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, and everything that's in it. We need to relate to what he said. That's what we're doing on Blog Talk, Real Talk for Real People Show. We're red lettering what Yah has said.
No, I think we need to do it a step better. We need to gold letter. We need to gold letter everything Yah says. And gold.
Well, for me, what Yah's saying, blood is going
to
be shed.
True.
So it's red letter. I don't know about no gold.
Yeah,
what about
gold? Except for children, Israel. What about flipping them up? One letter gold, one letter red. I mean, give them some alternative. You do what's right. You follow the codification, you get the gold. If you don't, you get the red. You have an alternative.
All right. So we know that Yah, one of Yah's favorite colors is blue.
Right.
So it's a blue color, what the word of Yah says.
Yeah.
Blue is smooth, blue is calm,
right.
Blue is tranquil. We go
right.
Blue letter with
yeah.
Yah.
Yeah.
There's some red in it because Yah got some fiery words. As far as judgment on the wicked is concerned.
That's right, Cartrell. That's blue letter. Cartrell, since you said it like that, I'm going to have to throw a bit of Denzel Washington on you. My man. All right. All right.
Now, I ain't got the status of Denzel, son. You got all the females swooning.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to make the females swoon.
Yeah, and you and I don't care one way about no whole lot of female swooning. turn chapter 3 about Bar Mitzvah.
You're going to see how serious Yah is in the wilderness.
Exactly.
You ain't playing no games.
No, Yah ain't playing no games. The Almighty is not playing any games. Okay, chapter 3. You guys got that? Okay. This is the line of Aaron and Moses at the time that the Elohim spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These were the names of Aaron's son, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, four sons. Those were the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priests who were ordained for priesthood. But Nadab and Abihu died by the will of the Elohim, when they offered alien fire before the Elohim in the wilderness of Sinai, and they left no sons, they had no inheritance. So it was Eleazar and Itamar who served as priests in the lifetime of their father Aaron. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, "Advance the tribe of the Levites and place them in attendance upon Aaron, the priest." Serve him, the tribe of the Levites. They shall perform duties for him and for the whole community before the tent of the tabernacle, doing the work of the tabernacle. They shall take charge of all the furnishing of the tent of the tabernacle, a duty on behalf of the Israelites. During the work of the tabernacle, you shall assign the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are formally assigned to him from among the Israelites. But you shall assign these duties to the Levites. You shall make Aaron and his sons responsible for observing their priestly duties. And any outsider who encroaches shall be put to death. You can stay in the lane. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, "Hereby take the Levites from among the Israelites, in place of all the firstborn, the first issue of the womb among the Israelites. The Levites shall be mine, for every firstborn is mine. At the time that I smote every firstborn in the land of the Mizraim, I consecrated every firstborn in Israel, man and beast, to myself, to be mine, the Elohim's." So, since I'm not going to do that, I want you to use the tribe of Levite. Okay? The Elohim spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Record the Levites by ancestral house, by tribe. Record every male among them from the age of 1 month up, from 1 month to serve the Most High." So Moses, there's something serious. You got to start off right. You got to start with 1 month being trained to serve the Most High as a Levite. So Moses recorded them at the command of the Elohim as he was bidden. These were the sons of the Levites by name: Gershon, Kohath, Merariah. These were the sons of Gershon by tribe: Libni and Shimon. The sons of Kohath by tribe, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Uzziah. The son of Merah by clan, Mahath and Mashi. These were the tribes of the Levites within the ancestral houses. To Gershon belonged the clans of the Libnites and the clans of the Shemites. Those were the clans of the, those were the tribes of the Gershonites. Record entries of all their males from the age of 1 month. They got to start them young. As recorded, came to 7,500. The tribes of the Gershonites went to camp behind of the tabernacle to the west. I'm giving you space. You can't just do it any willy-nilly way. The prince of the ancestral house of the Gershonites was Eliphaz, son of Lahiel. The duties of the Gershonites and the tent of the tabernacle comprised the tabernacle, the tent, its covering, and the screen for the entrance of the tent of the tabernacle, the hangings of the enclosure, the screen for the entrance of the enclosure which surrounded the tabernacle, the cords thereof, the altar, all the service connected with these. The Kohites belonged to the tribe of the Aramites, the tribe of Isharites, the tribe of the Hebronites, tribe of the Zilites. Those were the tribes of the Kohathites. All the list of males from the age of 1 month, start them young, up to 8,600, attended to the duties of the sanctuaries, because this is something serious. Start them young. The tribes of the Kohathites were to camp about the north side of the tabernacle. The prince of the ancestral house of the Kohathite tribes were Eliphaz, son of Uzziah. Their duties comprised the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the sacred utensils that were used with them, the screen, all the service connected with these. The head prince of the Levites was Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, in charge of those attending to the duties of the sanctuary. The Merahites belonged to the tribe of the Mahalites, the tribe of the Mushites. These were the tribe of the Merahites. The record and entries of all their males from the age of 1 month, start them young, because this is something serious, up to 6,200. Their prince of the ancestral house of the tribes of the Merahites, Zuriah, son of Abihail. They were to camp along the north side of the tabernacle. The assigned duties of the Merarites comprise planks of the tabernacle, his bars, posts, sockets, all of his furnishing, all the service connected with these, also the posts around the enclosure, their sockets, pegs, and cords. Those who were to camp before the tabernacle in front, before the tent of the tabernacle on the east, were Moses and Aaron and his sons, attending to the duties of the sanctuary as a duty on behalf of the Israelites. And any outsider who encroached was to be put to death. You out of place, stay in your lane. All the Levites who were recorded, whom at the Elohim command, Moses and Aaron, recorded by their clans, all males from the age of 1 month, start them young because this is something serious, up came 22,000. The Elohim said to Moses, record every firstborn male of the Israelites, people from the age of 1 month up and make a list of their names, and take the Levites for me, the Elohim, in place of every firstborn among the Israelites, and the cattle of the Levites in place of every firstborn among the cattle of the Israelites. So Moses recorded all the firstborn among the Israelites, all of them, as the Elohim had commanded him. All the firstborn male, as listed by name, recorded by the age of 1 month, came up to 22,273. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites in place of the firstborn among the Israelites, in place of them, and the cattle of the Levites in place of their cattle. And the Levites shall be mine, the Elohim's, as the redemption price for the 273 Israelites firstborn over and above the numbers of the Levites. Take 5 shekels per head. Take this by the sanctuary weight, 20 garats to the shekel, and give the money to Aaron and his sons as a redemption price for those who are in excess. So Aaron took the redemption money from those over and above ones redeemed by the Levites. He took the money from the firstborn of the Israelites, 1,365 sanctuary shekels. Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons as the Elohim, at the Elohim bidding, as the Elohim had commanded Moses. Contrary, my brother and friend, what say you about the goings on here?
A lot is being said about what's the going on, that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember, the Most High killed all the firstborn of Egypt, right?
Exactly.
And it affected him in a certain way to the degree that it marked our nation forever.
Okay.
And how did it mark our nation forever? Because the Levites belong to who?
The Elohim, the Almighty.
He didn't say that about any other tribe, did he?
He certainly did.
That's why we got 12 tribes, because the tribe of Levi belongs to Yah. And the tribe of Levi represents the firstborn son, because all the firstborn of all the tribes belong to Yah.
Yeah. Hold on, my dear brother. Let me clarify the brothers and sisters something. You remember Cartrell said there was 13 tribes? Remember that? Okay, and remember there were 3 tribes in the front, 3 tribes on the side, 3 tribes on the other side, 3 tribes in the back, and they marched in formation, right? There was 12. So why was it there, the Levites? Because as Kachiah just said, they belong to Yah. You don't add them into the number. They're mine. I'm sorry, Kachiah. Go ahead, brother.
And that's so important, that the Levite tribes belong to the Most High, representing the firstborn of what? Not only of the Egyptians that Yah killed when he brought us out of Egypt, but because he did that, he required of us all the firstborn, not just of man, but of man and beast. Because you got to redeem the firstborn of all, the firstborn male of all beasts before Yah, because of what he did to the Egyptians. So we know that the tribe of Levi is connected with our history, because they represent the firstborn.
Okay.
Otherwise, your firstborn son would have to be a priest or a Levite.
Right.
Or the job that they do.
Right.
Every firstborn son that you have, if you have 5 wives and you all have sons, they got to serve Yah as like in the priesthood because they're firstborn. But rather than do that, Yah said, I'm taking a whole tribe of Levi, and they're going to represent the firstborn, and they're going to serve me as ministers for the whole nation.
So that's
why all Levites are not priests.
Our brothers and sisters had to pay a redemption price.
That's right. So what Yah did for us, and the fact that we giving up the tribe of Levi, is a sacrifice for the nation that we're going to sacrifice one tribe to devote their whole existence to ministering to your spirit. And all Levites are not priests, but the Levites had to be workers for the priests.
Anything relationship to that tent in the tabernacle in the wilderness, and anything in relationship to that temple that the Most High has something somewhere that's going to be Lord, they still have to work in that position. Anything has to do with that temple, they have to work, put in the work in regards to that temple. As Cartier alluded to, no, all the Levites wasn't priests. Only Aaron's sons, the descendants of Aaron's sons, were the priests. But the Levites were the workers in regards to the tabernacle in the wilderness, and in regards to that tabernacle that's somewhere waiting on us.
And guess what?
What's that, Cartier?
All the other 12 tribes had to take care of them.
Exactly. We had to take care of them. We had to look out for their interests. They wasn't that big, and they wouldn't say, hey, bring us your tithes. No, they wasn't doing none of that. You already know what your obligations were. You already knew the codification. You already knew the requirements. And so they didn't go back big and in every region and every settlement in our land. You already knew what you were required to do.
So all 12 tribes had to take care of the one tribe. And you had to bring up the best of what you had.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't necessary for them, it's for the Most High.
Right. You
and through
bring
them,
yeah.
We gave our best to the Most High.
Right. You couldn't bring your hand-me-downs, that wasn't going to fly. Okay? Well, God,
Imagine that.
God, my dear brother. Do you have any more commentary? If you are, we're delighted to hear them. If not, we'll move right along.
So the Most High is showing us the order. He's giving out the layout. Now he goes into detail, specifics, which are so important. Because everybody in the nation of Israel cannot be a priest. Everybody in the nation cannot be a minister. Everybody in the nation of Israel cannot be a spiritual leader. So we got rabbis, we got people calling themselves priests, we got people that call themselves ministers. No. Yah's order is very, very, very specific. And if you ain't from the house of Aaron, guess what? Playing with fire. Because even Aaron lost two of his sons, didn't he?
Exactly.
So you play with fire if you want to. I mean, you could run around with titles, Kohen, and this and that. But y'all don't play those games that we play.
Yeah. Have y'all ever figured out, fellow students, why Cartier and I don't subscribe to titles? Now you know. We don't give ourselves any titles. The Most High knows who everybody is. And the Most High gives the titles to everybody. Now, if you're subscribing and trying to give yourself a title, you're walking on thin ice. That's why Cartier says, that's why Yom Suf, just Yom Suf Arif. Go ahead, Cartier.
You know what? When Yah sends his next Moses, when Yah sends his next king, when Yah sends his princes, captains of all the tribes, you know what Cartier going to do?
What's that, my brother?
I'm going to submit to the authority of Yah sets up.
If you
the captain
you
of my tribe says Cartier, this is what you got to do? Guess what Cartier going to do?
Hey, well, guess what? Hey, Cartier.
When the Most High sends King David and King David says Cartier, this is what you got to do? Guess what Cartier going to do?
What? Hey, guess what? I can do you one better, Cartier. If Yah the Almighty says Yom Suf, you had to take the dawn out of the temple. I said, set him up. Set him up.
I'm talking about the structure that's getting ready to be laid out in these chapters. Because you have to follow the prince of your tribe.
Exactly.
I don't care how you feel. I don't care what attitude you got. This man is the prince of the tribe of Benjamin. You a Benjamite? You better listen to the prince of your tribe.
Exactly.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
And
that's how it goes. I don't care how much intelligence. I don't care how much talent. I don't care how much skill. I don't care how much strength you got. Trust me. That's the prince of your tribe. You have to submit.
Hey, and that's dead on that.
And trust me, Yamsuf.
Yo, my brother.
The princes of these tribes, right?
Yes.
We read their names last night, didn't we?
Exactly.
Did Joshua or Caleb come up?
No. No.
Joshua and Caleb were submitting to the princes of their tribe.
And they didn't question it.
Not at
all. They stayed in their lane. Joshua and Caleb didn't question it. And Joshua had a significant, important part as far as the nation was concerned, and Caleb too. But
was they beefing? Was they bitching? Was they complaining that they wasn't in a leadership role?
No, man. They understood.
No, they waited until their turn came. When Yah commissioned them, right?
Exactly.
It's only when Yah commissioned Joshua and Caleb did they step forward. Because there's all these captains, and we don't hear Joshua and Caleb mentioned in any of the 12 princes that are mentioned.
Exactly. What'd that tell you? Right. The brothers had the right attitude. Caleb and Joshua had the right attitude. They weren't looking for no title. They weren't looking to do anything but worship Yah, and they were humble, and they waited on Yah. They didn't subscribe no title to them. They didn't subscribe, I'm going to go spy in the land. No, they didn't scratch. They didn't make a move until the Most High said, "Make a move." Okay, unlike some
of us. To this day,
right?
To this day, what titles do we give Joshua and Caleb?
Really, none.
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 None. None.
None.
None. What titles do we give Joshua and Caleb?
None.
And guess what? Guess what, Yamsu?
What's my brother? What?
Joshua and Caleb were the greatest generals in the history of the nation of Israel.
That's true. And you know what? The beautiful part about that, Cartrell, they didn't care about no titles, neither.
Not at all.
Just call me Young Sufari. And don't call me Lady
Joshua.
Dinner.
Caleb.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Just call me Young Sufari. Just don't call me late for dinner. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I don't care about speaking titles. Titles.
What was Moses' title?
Titles. You know what I mean? I just want to do what y'all say. That's all I want to do. All that other stuff, it don't matter because it don't mean nothing. Let the ones that the Most High subscribe title to do stay in their lane, do their thing. And let me do what the Most High subscribe for me to do.
What's Moses' title?
Exactly.
What titles do we give Moses?
None. Moses
None.
Ain't got... Right.
What title do we give Aaron?
None, except the high priest.
He's the first high priest.
Yeah, first high
priest. You know what his title should be?
What's that, my brother?
Kohen HaGadol HaRishon.
That's
high priest of Israel, the first.
Okay.
The first high priest of Yisrael. That's his title.
Okay.
Aharon Kohen HaGadol HaRishon. That's his title. Anytime you say Aharon, Moses' brother, his title is Kohen HaGadol HaRishon.
All right.
The high priest, the first high priest, the first Christ, the first anointed. The first anointed, the first Christ, when that name came into existence.
Exactly.
There was nobody before Kohen Aharon HaGadol HaRishon. There was nobody that was anointed before him. all Israel know. Y'all give a title to Jesus. He's not even the first.
Right.
What number is he? And he ain't even in that number because he was never anointed.
Exactly. All righty. Well, Katria, have you done? We're going to continue right along.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Now we get to the serious part.
Now we've been specifics,
detail.
Yep. The real nitty gritty, as we said. The LM spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, take a separate census of the Kohathites among the Levites by the tribes of their ancestral house from the age of 30 years up to the age of 50. All who are subject to service who perform the task of the tent of the tabernacle. This is the responsibility of the Kohathites and the tent of the tabernacle, the most sacred objects. Can't have no youngsters right there. They gotta be 30. I can't have them youngsters around there. They gotta be 30 years to 50.
And that's a small time frame, isn't it? It's only 20 years that you can serve as a priest.
Right, because they gotta be focused. Can't have no youngsters. And the breaking of
nobody
the camp.
Going through dementia. Nobody no. Too immature.
Yeah, no, not immature and not early onset dementia.
Breaking you know why?
I need them focus.
You know why?
Y'all needs them focus.
Because that job is serious. You can lose your life.
Yeah. So y'all needs them focus and paying attention to details.
So if you wasn't 30 and you passed 50,
your service
you don't
is
qualify.
Up.
That's right.
Your service is up. At the breaking of the camp, Aaron and his son shall go in and take down the screening curtain over the Ark of the Covenant with it. They shall lay a cover of dolphin skin over it and spread a cloth of pure blue on top. And they shall put its poles in place over the table of display. They shall spread a blue cloth. They shall place upon it the bowls, the ladles, the jars, the libation jugs, the regular bread shall rest upon it. They shall spread over these a crimson cloth, which they shall cover with a covering of dolphin skin. And they shall put the poles in place, ready for portage. Then they shall take the blue cloth and cover the lampstand for lighting, with his lamp, his tongs, his fire pans, as well as all the oil vessels that are used in service. They shall put it in all its furnishing in a covering of dolphin skin, which they shall then place on a carrying frame. Next, they shall spread a blue cloth over the altar of gold and over it with a covering of dolphin skin. They shall put his poles in place. They shall take all the service vessels with which the service in the sanctuary is performed, put them into a blue cloth, and cover them with a covering of dolphin skin, which they shall then place on a carrying frame. They shall remove the ashes from the copper altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Upon it, they shall place all the vessels that are used in its service, the fire pans, the flesh hooks, scrapers, the basins, all the vessels of the altar. And over it, they shall spread a covering of dolphin skin. And they shall put its pole in place ready for portage. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sacred object, all the furnishing of the sacred objects at the breaking of camp, only then shall the Kohathites come and lift them so that they do not come in contact with the sacred objects and die. Y'all don't touch them things. That's why you got poles. That's why you got carrying frames. These things in the tent of the tabernacle shall be portage of the Kohathites. Responsibility shall rest with Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, for the lighting oil, the aromatic incense, the regular meal offering, and anointing oil. Responsibility for the whole tabernacle and for everything consecrated that is in it or in its vessels. The Elohim spoke.
Kohathites had a major responsibility, didn't they?
An extremely major responsibility.
And before the Kohathites' responsibility took effect, the priests themselves had to do something. What did they have to do? They had to cover everything.
Right, they had to cover the sacred objects and all the furniture.
Everything that we read
had to be covered.
The priests were doing, they were covering everything. So that
exactly.
When the Kohathites came in, they're not seeing, right?
Exactly.
Visually, because what? Everything is covered.
Exactly.
Because they're not allowed to see everything that's in there, are they?
Exactly.
It's serious. Y'all don't play. And y'all is very specific.
That's why you have to be.
The priests had to cover everything before the Kohathites, who are the carrier of these things, came in. They couldn't see them.
Well,
they had to carry them, but they could not see them.
Right, that's why you had to be mature and not your facilities.
Senile.
Well, senile. You had to be mature and not senile. And so this is a serious responsibility the Kohathites had in this regard.
Because you're carrying but not seeing the holy things.
Exactly.
And if you see them, you're going to die.
That's a wrap. And the Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Do not let the group of Kohathite tribes be cut off from the Levites.
Uh-huh.
Do with them that they may live and not die when they approach the most sacred objects.
Because they're not priests.
Right. They're not
priests. They're Levites,
right. They're not priests.
But they are not priests.
Let Aaron and his sons, whom are the high priest and priest, go in and assign each of them to their duties and to their portage. But let not the Kohathites go inside and witness the dismantling of the sanctuary, lest they die.
What? You say what? Because you watching the priest take the stuff apart?
No, you can't
go in there. And you're going to die?
No, you're going to die. You can't even go in there. You can't hang around here. You let me finish my job. I'm going to come out and get you. Those poles going to be in place. Only thing you got to do, just like that Avid White Band said, pick up the pieces. You ain't got to do no much. You laugh all you want, country. I'm serious now. Over here, do it. Pick up the pieces.
I don't know how you threw the Average White Band in there, but this ain't the Average White Band, son.
Yeah, well,
this is some serious discipline.
Yeah, look,
serious self discipline.
Right.
Why can't I see what I'm carrying?
Some serious, right? You can't be looking at it. You can't be eyeballing. You can't be eyeballing the sacred objects.
How much discipline does that take?
Man,
I can't look at it, but I got to carry it.
You can, man. You gotta get your mind off that. You just
everybody can't do that, can they? Everybody can't do that, can they? That's why the Kohathites are responsible for that. They can carry it, but they ain't gonna look.
A young person, and then they telling these youngsters from early on, "Daddy, where you going? The camp for the break. You know what I got to do, but I just want to tell y'all now. It's gonna be y'all turn, and y'all do what your daddy do. You love daddy coming home, don't you? I want you to come back home, too. Don't look at the objects. Just carry. Do your part. Stay in your lane. Okay?
So every Israelite is not the same.
No.
You might be from Judah, Issachar, Naphtali, Benjamin, but you ain't no Levite. You ain't from the house of Aaron.
Exactly. Something serious, Contrail.
Oh,
Amen.
Yeah.
You better pay attention to these studies. That's all they do. The Elohim spoke
stop
to Moses.
Stop taking titles.
Yeah.
They don't belong.
Exactly. The Elohim spoke to Moses. Take the census of the Gershonites, also their ancestral house, by their tribes. Record them from the age of 30 years up to the age of 50, so that they can be mature and not senile. That's my commentary on the 30 years old. That's not what this reading, okay?
Who's Gershon?
Right.
Who's Gershon?
Gershon. Some Levites. Yeah.
One of the three tribes of Levi.
Right. Another tribe.
Levi had three sons, Kohath,
right.
Gershon, and Merari. He had three sons.
Right. And this is his son. It's another son.
Yes, sir.
And the duty of this son and his descendants of the Gershonite tribe is to labor in portage. Here's the labor. You should carry the cloths of the tabernacle, the tent of the tabernacle with its covering, the covering of dogskin that is on top of it, the screen for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the hanging of the enclosure, the screen at the entrance of the gate of the enclosure that surrounds the tabernacle, the cords thereof, and the altar, and all their service equipment, and all their accessories, and that they perform the services. All the duties of the Gershonites are their portage, their carrying, and all their service shall be performed on order from Aaron. You don't make a move until you're given an order from Aaron and his sons. You can make them responsible for attending to all their portage. These are the duties of the Gershonites, the tribe of the tent of the tabernacle. They should
attend
to.
And what side were they on?
I didn't read the side yet.
No, you read it in the beginning.
I read it, but I can't recall it. What side were they on, Katria?
What side?
Y'all heard that? West side. Okay.
Who was on the west side? Who was on the west side?
The Gershonites.
Who?
West side. The Gershonites.
Who was on the west side?
The Gershonites.
No, Gershon, but who was on the west
side?
We read it yesterday.
Who was on the west side?
Who was the flag, the banner that controlled the west side?
The Kohathites?
Wasn't it Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin?
Oh, yeah, Esau.
You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Who controlled the east side? Wasn't it the flag of Judah?
Exactly.
Who controlled the south side? Wasn't it the flag of Reuben?
Exactly.
Who controlled the north side? Wasn't it the tribe of Dan?
Exactly.
So you got to put this in your mind. You got to remember all these little details that Yah's throwing at us. Because
okay.
We just can't brush it off. So
right.
We're starting with the west side.
Mm-hmm.
That was Ephraim,
right.
Manasseh, and Benjamin. Uh-huh. And under
mm-hmm.
their jurisdiction was the Levites, Gershon.
Yeah, okay. All right.
West side.
Right.
Got to see the order.
Right.
Got to see the organization.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
Right.
Pay attention.
My
open
God.
Open book test.
Okay. I got you. And they shall attend to them under the direction of Itamar, son of Aaron the priest. As for the Merarites, you shall record them by the tribe of their ancestral house. You shall record them from the age of 30 years to the age of 50. All who are subject to the service in the performance of the duty of the tent of meeting. These are their portage tasks in connection with their various duties for the tent of the meeting, the tent of the tabernacle, the planks, the bars, the post, the sockets of the tabernacle, the posts around the enclosure, and their sockets, pegs, and cords, all of the furnishing, and their service. You shall list by name the objects that are in their portage tasks. Those are the duties of the Merarites.
Merarites.
Merarites. Merariites pertaining to their various duties in the tent of the tabernacle.
So. We live in the modern days, right?
Right.
And we see them break down and build up arenas, right?
Exactly.
1 minute it's a hockey arena, and the next minute it's a basketball court.
Exactly.
Same thing going on right here. Break down the tabernacle with its sockets and its pins and its curtains and all that. Put it in a bag, move it, and set it back up.
These guys were professionals. They knew what they were doing.
Everybody had their part to play.
Everybody knew their place. These guys were professionals at what they did. Not only were they professionals, they taught their children how to become professionals.
That's
right.
Learned,
right.
And that's a construction trade. If your father's an electrician, his son is going to be an electrician. If your father's a carpenter, his son is going to be a carpenter. If your son is a dock builder, on and on and on and on.
On and on and on and on. All right. My man, pertaining to the various duties in the tent of the tabernacle under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron. Ithamar.
So the sons of Aaron were directing the Levites.
Exactly.
This is what you got to do, and this is what you got to do.
No question.
No question
no
asked.
Argument.
Who's the authority? Eleazar and Ithamar, sons
Ithamar.
Of Aaron.
No
they the head Negroes in charge.
The head Negroes in charge. So Moses, Aaron, and the princes of the community recorded the Kohathites by the tribes of their ancestral houses. From the age of 30 years up of their ancestral house. From the age
Lord
of 30
have mercy.
Years
That's
up.
Such a strong term. Our ancestral houses. That's how Native Americans speak, right?
Exactly. Where you came
Why from? We don't speak like that?
Because we don't know like that. Because we've been miseducated like that. And just the way they like it. Those recorded by their tribes came to 2,750. That was enrollment of the Kohathite clan. All those Okay, you said it. We heard it. Duties related to the tent of the tabernacle. You know I got that southern thing going on, bro. It ain't going to never sound like it's a thing. Leave me alone, Cartel.
That's the most powerful Levi tribe, Kohathites.
Right. Okay.
That's the tribe of Moses and Aaron. They came from Kohath.
Well, did they?
Yes, sir.
That's another tidbit information. That's good.
Moses and Aaron are Kohathites. They're not Gershonites or Merariites. They are Kohathites.
Kohathites. Okay.
Kohath, the father of Moses and Aaron.
Yep. Kohathites.
Kohath.
All those who performed duties relating to the tent of the tabernacle, whom Moses and Aaron recorded at the command of the Elohim through Moses.
So, the census of the Levites was different from the rest of the nation.
Exactly.
They taken a census from a month old and up.
Uh-huh.
The nation didn't do that. We took our census from 20 years old and up.
Exactly.
But it shows you how close the tribe of Levi was to the Most High. No, the tribe of Levi belongs to me from birth, from a month old and up. They mine.
Exactly.
What a month old baby going to do with Yah? No, see? Y'all understand. My creation. I'm taking Levites from a month old. They belong to me.
Exactly.
We could talk about, a month old. Baby can't even walk, drink, talk.
Look here.
What?
Cartrell.
Why are you taking them from a month?
Cartrell.
To your service. They can't even serve themselves.
Moses and Aaron didn't question it, so I'm not going to question it either.
Oh, no. So, trust me, the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, he He's doing something special with this nation.
Exactly.
Every other nation, they recruit their young men, like we did, 20 years old and upward, right, to go to service to protect the nation. But now, y'all, you're going into a deeper understanding we don't even know. You're taking babies from a month old. Oh, that's the tribe of Levi. You're taking the babies from Levi from a month old? Wow.
Wow. It's something serious, Gautier, and fellow
students. Oh, yeah. Y'all, science is deep, and we don't have no understanding what he's doing. And you can't even wrap your mind around it.
Well, my ways are not your ways, and your ways are
and
not
obey.
Mine.
You have to execute and obey what he's talking about, because he knows better than us, because he's our creator. So when he tells us to take from amongst our people babies from the tribe of Levi, guess what? That's what we got to do.
Exactly.
You don't require that of no other tribe but that tribe. And once we know our tribe, hey, Levi, most I said a baby from a baby, a month old. You belong to Yah.
Exactly. All right. Well, continue to write along, my brother. The Gershonites were recorded by the tribes of their ancestral house
mm-hmm.
from the age of 30 years old up to the age of 50. All who were subject to service for work relating to the tent of the tabernacle. Those recorded by the tribes of their ancestral house came to 2,630. That was the enrollment of the Gershonites tribes, all those performing duties related to the tent of the tabernacle, whom Moses and Aaron recorded at the command of the Elohim. Yeah, go ahead.
We have people waking up in captivity who take these titles on. Kohen.
Right.
Priest.
Right.
What's the age requirement?
The age requirement, you have to be 30 years old.
To what?
To 50.
We got brothers 60, 70 years old talking about their Kohens.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work in conjunction to what we're studying. Somebody's
got
a side is not the Most High.
You 60 years old. You talking about you
right.
Kohen?
That's why study is essential and it's fundamental. Okay?
What does the Most High say? What's the age requirement?
30 years old to 50.
50 years old, when you hit your 50th birthday, what happens?
It's a wrap. You shut down.
You lose that title, don't you?
Right, you retire.
You lose that title, don't you?
You retire.
You lose that title.
The
don't
Most High retires you. Okay. Right?
It's over, son.
It's a wrap.
30 to 50. Those are clear, crystal clear numbers, right?
Exactly.
You know your 50th birthday.
You can't get around it, Contrail.
So you 67 years old, you talking about you still Kohen?
Oh, is that right? That ain't what I'm studying, Contrail. Somebody's telling
not
a lie.
Not at all,
here.
Man.
It is not the Most High.
Not at all.
Okay?
It's not of the Most High at all.
Yeah, that's true.
The Most High is very detailed in what he's instructing the nation of Israel to do.
Codify.
And as long as we try to put our input in it,
you got problems.
It ain't going to work. It's
not
working.
Specific, and he's codified. You don't have to figure nothing out. Just go along with the plan.
And your book is reading just like my book. And anybody got this book, they read the same thing.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, Cartrell, some of them are not doing that. They just got it. It's gathering dust. The enrollment of the tribes of the tribes of the ancestral house from the age of 30 years old to the age of 50. All who were subject to service for work relating to the tent of the tabernacle. Those recorded by the tribes came to 3,200. That was the enrollment of the Maharite tribes, which Moses and Aaron recorded at the command of the Elohim through Moses. All the Levites whom Moses, Aaron, and the prince of Israel recorded by the tribes of their ancestors from the age of 30 years up to the age of 50. All who were subject to duties of service and portage relating to the tent of the tabernacle, those recorded came to a total number of 8,580. Each one gave a responsibility for his service and portage at the command of the Elohim through Moses. Each was recorded as the Elohim had commanded Moses. All right, Cartrell. What do you say about that, my brother?
The Most High is very specific. The Most High is very detailed to the point where he's telling you the age that you can serve him, even as a priest or a Levite, 30 to 50. I mean, you can't go beyond that. And here we are in captivity. You got people 60, 70, 80 years old still trying to play these roles with the titles that they take. And we don't respect, you know, even our ancient fathers. What title did Moses or Aaron or Abraham or Joshua or Caleb have? We're so quick to take titles to impress our people to try to get glory for ourselves that we don't even see our own history. We are our greatest heroes didn't even have titles.
Well, see, Cartrell, that's why study is essential. Codification and specification is essential. As I said, and Cartrell alluded to, if you're an electrician, you must know the code and the specification. If you're a plumber, you must know the code and specification. If you are a carpenter, you must know the code and specification. Is the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob any less codified and specified? I don't think so. Go ahead, Gabriel.
And from what we're reading, we can see the Levites are the most important tribe in the whole nation of Israel. The Levites are the most important tribe. And we don't even know who they are. We're not taking care of them with the best of what we have to give them. But that order is going to be reestablished, because they are the closest ones to the Most High. And the priests of Yah come from the house of Aaron. So the Most High knows who the house of Aaron is. He knows who the Levites are. He knows who the other 12 tribes are. We don't, but he does.
Exactly.
And we're living in this time where Yah's plan is playing out, because we have come to the awakening of who we really are, because our enemy, they don't teach us what we're teaching now on any kind of level. As a matter of fact, what we're teaching now, they call cultism. We're part of a cult and all this kind of foolishness with terrorist organization. But we're reading the Bible, and everybody got the Bible right.
Exactly.
And we're going through it chapter by chapter, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are, Katria. And I think we're doing a decent job at it, if you ask me.
And the standard you got setting, we see that nobody on earth is really keeping, right?
Nope.
But they swear on the Bible. They take office on the Bible. But people don't really know what's going on in the Bible, do they?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't, Katria.
That's really strange to me. Because you got people with PhDs and all kind of lives behind their name, and they don't really know what's going on in the Bible.
They don't study, Cartrell. They take everything else that a human being says much more seriously, and they take what the word of the Creator says, the Almighty. And that's quite unfortunate.
So me and you, we ain't got letters behind our name. I'm not Dr. Cartrell. You ain't Dr. Young too far. You ain't got no PhD. You ain't got no master's degree.
No, I don't need it.
But are they hearing you and me? Because we spilling it more than the people that got PhDs.
I ain't mad at them, Cartrell. I ain't mad
and
at
master's them. Degrees.
I ain't mad at them. You know why, Cartrell?
Huh?
It ain't me talking. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob talking. So
yes.
They ain't mad at me. I don't take it personally.
Trust me. I'm so grateful, so thankful that he's given us the ability, me and you, to allow his voice, the God of the universe, the creator, his voice to be heard when everybody else tries to shut down his voice, right?
Right. I don't need no titles. I don't need to be up front. I don't need to be nothing special. I just need to do what I'm doing right now and keep on doing it, okay? Just like you feel the same way I feel. You just want to do what you're doing right now and keep on doing it. All that extra, I don't need nothing extra. I'm good where I'm at. And I'm going to stay good till the Most High put me somewhere else. So right now, I'm good. I'm right now, if that's all I do right now, to the day I pass by to here, what I'm doing now, Cartier, it's good with me. I'm good like that. Because I ain't nobody leader. The Most High is the leader. The Most High makes the decisions. The Most High gives the specification. The Most High gives the codification. And I'm all right with it. Because if y'all go try to follow Yum Suit, you put Yum Suit mind in a bird, that bird going to fly sideways. So I'm good with what I'm doing. Following the Most High. Following the straight way. Okay? I ain't trying to be nothing special. Cartrell's not trying to be nothing special. We just put it out there like the Most High put it out there. If you got a problem with it, you take it up with the Most High. That's all we got to say about that. What do you say about that, Cartrell?
What I got to say is that we have been broken as a nation. And what the Most High has allowed us to do is show us where we've been broken as a nation. And he's showing us that we are, in fact, a nation. And in these books that we're reading, Bar Midbar, he's showing us that it's not a religion, that it's 12 tribes, that you have to count your people, all the males, that's going to protect the nation from 20 years old and upward, that come forth to defend the nation. There's nothing in this that's about religion. People read the Bible and think it's about religion, but it's really about the Most High, the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, dealing with a specific nation that he chose for himself, a nation that he wanted to make separate and apart from what the other nations have become, so that he can dwell in the midst of his creation. And that's what we're seeing. But the fact that we're, you know, made of earth, that we're, you know, man, we look at other nations because we're a new nation, and we think that what they have is what we need, when Yah is creating us to be special among all the nations. And that's what we have to take from this. The Most High specific instructions for us as a nation like no other nation. No other nations have Levites or House of Aaron that can serve him on earth like he's telling us to do. So these studies are important because our ancient fathers got away from them. And he's allowing us to study them so that we can get back to his original plan for him to dwell in the midst of us. So our job is more important than what all the other nations are doing. Matter of fact, we should be blind to what the other nations are doing and pay attention to the instructions that Yah is giving us to be his servants. So, I don't know how much deeper I can make it, because Yah chose us. We didn't choose him. He saved us out of Egypt because we cried for him. Our ancient fathers made a covenant that's everlasting with him, that he's not going to change. And he chose to do his wonders, his signs, and display his powers through our genes, the children of Israel. And that's our privilege. So I take honor in that. I take pride in that. And I ask that Yah forgive us for being rebellious and stiff-necked and trying to be like other people and not following his plan. I pray that Yah, you know, puts that spirit to follow his plan in the hearts of our people so that he will be exalted, so that he will be magnified, so that he would be praised for what he has done to bring us to life. Because everything that has life is by the hand of Yah. And he needs credit for what he's done.
Hallelujah. To the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, my dear brother and friend, that was very informative, very specific, and very codified. Very informative, very specific, and very codified. No room for any doubt. None whatsoever. About taking on titles and taking on jobs that you ain't wasn't designated to do. Okay? Very specific, very codified. Very specific, very codified. Contrary, my dear brother and my friend, if you're done with your commentary on our past studies, we're ready to hear another lovely study session from the psalmist.
Yes. I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, Contrary.
There's only one needle in a haystack. And that's the family of Aaron and his sons.
Exactly.
There's nobody on earth that's going to get closer to Yah than Aaron and his sons, because they are the priests, the Most High. They are the anointed, or the Christ that people's looking for.
Hallelujah.
Besides the king. Right?
Hallelujah.
So, the 119th Psalm. Is that where we at, Op?
That's where we at, my brother.
And we made the commitment to read 40 verses out of it, right?
Exactly.
But I got a little secret about the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm, right?
Right.
Is broken down into the Hebrew alphabet.
That's another good tidbit of information, Contrail.
Every 8 verses is a Hebrew alphabet.
Y'all take note of that now.
Every 8 verses is a Hebrew alphabet from Aleph to Tav. Still there, Yamsu?
Yeah, listen, I'm waiting on you, my brother. We're waiting on you. We all ears.
So the 119th Psalm is used for when people are sick. And because it's broken down into Hebrew alphabet, Israelites spell out their name in this psalm to bring about healing. So if you know how to spell your name in Hebrew, and you know the Hebrew alphabet, you will spell your name out and read the verses that appertain unto your name. So the 119th Psalm is about internal meditation. Internal meditation. Every verse is about internal meditation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to read the first 40. And the first 40 compose the letters, the Hebrew letters of the alphabet, Aleph, Bet, Gamel, Dalet, and He. Aleph, Bet, Gamel, Dalet, and He. 119th Psalm.
Okay.
Praise Yah for the reading of his word.
Praise Yah.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yah. And that's very hard to do in a world of wickedness, deception, captivity. You can't be undefiled. We defile. That's why we pray to Yah to forgive us, to clean us, to cleanse us, to have mercy on us, because we're living in a defiled world. You can't be undefiled trying to walk this way. It says, blessed are they that keep his testimony. Whose testimonies? Yah's testimonies. We hear about the New Testament, but no, the Old Testament is Yah's testimonies. That seek him with the whole heart. So if you truly seeking the creator of the universe, the powers that made the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, that created man out of the dust, then with your whole heart you will find him. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. No iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. Then I will not be ashamed when I have respect unto thy commandments. So as we read, we can see that it takes on the persona of you trying to get right with Yah. Because it's about you and Yah. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall seek and have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. So we know we have to seek Yah with our whole heart. And I can't put that in you. You can't put that in me. It has to be a feeling that's within you, wholehearted. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So the more you learn about Yah and what he's saying, you have to keep it in your heart so that you don't sin against the Most High who created you. Blessed art thou, O Yah. Teach me thy statutes. Every one of us need to know what Yah is saying, and what his statutes are, what his commands are, what his standard is, what the protocols are. We need to know, because we've been deceived by people who teach us doctrines and religions. The religions and the doctrines that they teach us, are they the statutes of Yah? With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of my mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. So when you find out what Yah is saying, it's like you have found or hit the lottery, because more than the lottery is the value of Yah's words. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. So not only do you have to learn Yah's ways, you have to meditate on what Yah is saying. And if you don't do that meditation, you're just reading what he's saying and learning and hearing the voice of what he's saying, and you're not meditating on it so that it saturates and marinates inside your brain so that you come to understanding, then you're not getting it. You're just hearing it, and it's going through one ear and out the other. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So you can't forget what Yah is saying. You may be hearing it 5 nights a week from Yom Suf and Katriel, what Yah is saying. But really, you should keep what Yah is saying and don't forget it in your brain. Because that's the level you want to achieve. I will not forget Yah's word. And that's what we're trying to achieve. What is Yah saying? And once you learn what Yah is saying, trust me, you want to remember and not forget what Yah is saying. Deal bountifully with thy servant, because that's what we are, that I may live and keep thy word. So if Yah is the master and he's telling us what to do, that's what we want to do. We don't want to do anything that comes into our own mind. We want to follow what Yah is telling us to do and not forget it. Open thou mine eyes, which all of us need, because we can't see, we blind, walking dead negroes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy Torah. Because when you understand what Yah is telling mankind to do, there will be peace on earth. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not blaspheme Yah himself. And we follow all that, and that brings about all of our problems. I'm a stranger in the earth. Are we strangers in the earth? Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. And everybody can raise their hand on planet earth because they don't know nothing about what Yah is talking about. Remove from me reproach and contempt. I have kept thy testimonies. And how many of us can say that? We don't even know Yah's testimonies, his laws, statutes, and commandments. So we can't declare that. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate on thy statutes. Meditation is the key. Meditating on Yah, what Yah has said, what Yah has laid down, his laws, statutes, and commandments. And from what I've read, trust me, it's balanced, it's peaceful, it brings tranquility, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Leave your fields open for the poor. Bring your best over for me, and I will bless you. I mean, who can find fault in the instruction that Yah has given us? Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate on thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors, right? That's what we're trying to do. Yah's testimonies, what we're reading, are our delight and our counselors. We don't look for consolation from men, senators, Republicans, Democrat, Republicans. No, our counsel comes from Yah and Yah's testimonies. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Yah will hear you when you declare your ways. I've been wrong, Yah. I've been led astray. People have been telling me the wrong thing, but now that I know, I'm going to tell you that I was led astray, that I'm frail. I got fallacies. I got flaws. Heal me. Lead me in the right direction. Give me a new thinker, as Yom Suf always appeals to us to do. Ask Yah for a new thinker. Teach me thy statutes. Are you ready to be taught by Yah? Are you satisfied with what men taught you? So we're going through the teachings of Yah by going through these scriptures, chapter by chapter, line by line, verse by verse, and we're learning Yah's requirements. So, yes, Yah, we're being taught by Yah. Make us to understand the way of your precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. You can't talk about Yah's wondrous works unless you know, unless you've been taught, unless you're a student of what Yah has done. My soul melteth for heaviness, strength. That strengthen thou me according to thy word. So the more you read Yah's word, the more confidence, the more faith, the less fear you have. So many people's souls melt, but they're not strengthened because they don't know Yah's word. The more you read Yah's word, the more you're strengthened. The more you're strengthened, the less fear you should have. Remove from me the way of lying, Donald Trump. How many lies have he told? How many lies have the European men? How many lies have America told? Are they still lying to us? They haven't told us the truth about ourselves. They still haven't told us who we are, where we come from, what our language, what our roots and our culture is. These are people who believe in lies. And you got a whole cult of people that are believing in the lies of Donald Trump. Why? Because they're so used to lies. They love lies, and they trust in lies. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Are you laying Yah's judgments before you or man's judgments? I have struck unto the testimonies. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, which we have to do. Do you know the testimonies of Yah? And what are the testimonies? What Yah has done for his people from ancient times until now. And nobody has taught us that. We have to find out what the testimonies of what Yah has done for us from the time he took us out of Egypt until now. Black History Month doesn't teach us the testimonies of what Yah has done for us from the time of Egypt that he brought us out until now. And Black History Month ain't gonna do it. Oh, Yah, put us not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, because Christianity tells us that the Old Testament is done away with. But the righteous will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge our hearts. Teach us, Yah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Why should Yah do away with his statutes, his laws? But that's what Christianity teaches us. The Old Testament is done away with. What we see here, ancient fathers wanted to learn Yah's statutes and his testimony because they are everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Hallelujah. Quicken us all in Yah's righteousness, because that's what we need.
True be told, Cottrell. And Cottrell, that was very informative, Psalms, very in-depth and very informative, very specified and codified. Leaves no room for doubt. It leads one to understand one must meditate. One must focus. It must become part of one DNA. It should become second nature to you. That you don't run to the Republicans, you don't run to the Democrats, you don't run to your mama, sister, brother, or anyone else, first and foremost. You run to Yah. Therein lies your solutions. Thank you, my brother and friend. Thank you very much. Any commentary before we get out of here?
Just one, that this psalm is like a template for how we reach the heart of Yah. Nobody else has given us a template on how we reach the Most High. They say you got to go through the preacher or the minister or the preacher or the deacon or the Kohen or the rabbi. But on an individual level, Psalms 119 teaches you how to connect with the Most High on a personal level.
Well, Cottrell, you're certainly right, my brother. We're trying to teach you how fundamentals study, your fundamentals and studies, not leaning to your own understanding, not leaning to the understanding of anyone else that does not follow the words of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Not your own understanding, not anyone else understanding, but straight to the letter, what the Most High says. And marinating, as Cottrell alluded to, on your studies and keeping those studies intact. And how can you do that? You can do that by asking for a new thinker, because the one you got can't hold down or can't retain the information that we're providing for you. That's why it is urgent. It is imperative that you get you a new thinker. A new thinker that can retain the information that we're providing for you. That old one is not working for you. It is working entirely against you. Get you a new one, like King Darwin. He knew it. If it's good enough for your king, and he is humble enough to ask for one, are you any better than the king of Israel? No, you're not. Humble yourself. Ask the Most High tonight when you lay your head down. For a new thinker, one that loves him with all your heart, all your strength you can muster, all your mind, all your soul, that love your brother and sister as yourself, so you won't go killing them and mistreating them and abusing them and trying to dominate them. That's why we suggest that you get your new thinker. Because your old thinker can't meditate on what the Most High says, you're going to revert back to the same thing you used to do, the same game you used to play. This God is nowhere quick, fast, in a hurry. No humility, stiff-necked and stubborn, and falling after fantasies and delusion.
hating the people that you come from, and you don't even know who you really come from.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Cartrell and I are finna get ready to get out of here. We don't know where y'all going, but we finna get ready to get out of here. But the Most High willing, I suspect that he is. We'll be back tomorrow to share with you more real talk for real people. Straight down the letter. Straight to the letter. No stone unturned. No leaf unturned. Because the word of Yah is the only thing that's going to remedy your situation. Going to solve your problems. Going to give you any peace of mind. Going to direct your steps in the right direction. Nothing else will. And get you out of this captivity. No amount of voting going to get you out of here. No amount of protesting going to get you out of here. No amount of marching going to get you out of here. Get you out of this situation. The only thing going to get you out of your situation is who put you in your situation. And can't nobody else. He can break the arms of Pharaoh. He can break the arms of universal white race supremacy. He can break the arms of homosexuality and lesbianism. He can break the arms of whoredom. He can break the arms of witchcraft and sorcery and delusional thinking. Nothing else can and nothing else will. Well, Cartrell, you have any more comments? Otherwise, we're going to get ready to shut the door.
Just one more, Yamsuf. The amazing thing is that Yah gave us instructions. He told us to gather ourselves, O nation not desired. Return to him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And so that Yah has given us the ability to create a platform where our people could gather themselves. And you could go to the site, YahWillGather.us. YahWillGather.us. We had a council of elders gathering our people as Yah has commanded us to do. And that's all we do, what Yah told us to do.
Truth be told, Cartrell, that's all we do, what Yah told us to do. That's all we said, what Yah told us to say. We love you. May the Most High bless you and direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Why? Because your papers are broken. We need to be directed by Yah, instructed by Yah, specified by Yah, and codified by Yah. It's just that simple. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Cartrell.
Many ways that you could go. way is right, only you can know. Oh, just remember all you've achieved. Wake up and read, ignite your dream, connect to your soul. You've got to express yourself.
Tell them why.